Saturday night.
Yeah, 4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, rag chew portion will be postponed while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We had a few folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and see if we got anybody over on Echo Link. Good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, this is Miss Isla, doing Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over there in Greer. And KQ4TGH, that's Mr. Jonathan over here in Easley. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's down there in Piedmont. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he's over in Pickens. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Well, I've got the microphone keyed. I'll go ahead and recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. So we'll get him on the log and via telephone relay. Don't have any Echo Link stations popped up right at the moment, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the RF check-in, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both at Piedmont, both B negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie.
That's WG4MC, Matt Western, Ringham County, Bingham and Ingham, 73 to you and all the net.
DOS, would please check in WT3M, that's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Sky 4DLS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont, and Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got K4OIM. That's my buddy Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And then we got WT3M. That's Mr. David down there in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Just got home from the hospital where Bernice has got her new store-bought hip and doing just fine. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
4DOS. Can Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Fill the cap in. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough. Nothing to buy, nothing to sell. Be listening in. Be negative and negative. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. It's back to net control, KK4SMB.
US. This is KC4SKD Larry. G4AHS Rhonda. Both in Easley, no traffic, and I'll try to be here for some rag to you, Gary. And I'd like to check in my brother Randall by telephone relay N9TEC. He's in Asheville. And my youngest brother Charlie, KF4GGF in Goose Creek. So hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Thanks for the health and welfare traffic with Miss Bernice, glad she is doing well. You take care of yourself, because, I know she normally takes care of you, waits on you hand and foot, so. You take care of that young man, and please tell Miss Bernice when you go back over to see her tomorrow that we all said hello and glad she is doing well. Also like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill. He's up there at Cowpens. Bill, good seeing Linda, the repeater from Cowpens there, young man, as always. Appreciate you being here. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Edinburgh. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride. KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up there in Nashville. And KF4GGF, Master Charlie, down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Bottom of the alphabet in the Uniform True Zoo Group, U True Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. There, Gary. Please check in W4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's KQ4 WLB, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. And Kilo Mike 4, Yankee Mike Victor. This is Kevin and Ennery, and I'll be
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. Appreciate you being with us. And KQ4WLB, that's Mr. Roger up there in Traveler's Rest, if memory serves. Roger, did I get your name and location right?
That's correct. That's correct, Gary. Sorry, left my name and location out there.
All righty there, young man. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KM4YMV, that's Mr. Kevin down there in Henry. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. Any others? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link Station up. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen of Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Negative, negative. And do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
SK Alpha 1 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Going back over to the RF check-ins, let's go around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
What's that, Gary?
I'll be right back there with you, Stephen. Hang on there just a minute. We'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. Yeah, that's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. KA4PQA, Stephen, go ahead.
Gary, I just wanted to update you on the procedure that she went into the hospital for. She did have the procedure done and everything with the procedure did go well. Just keep us in, especially her, in thought that this will work to help her headaches, and she was a tender for a couple of days, but outside of that, Gary, the procedure did go well.
I'm glad that the procedure went well with Miss Jennifer. I hope it does her a world of good. Migraines are not things to be happy about any way you look at it, and she's had her share of them, and hopefully this will take care of that problem. But please tell her that we'll keep both of you in our prayers and our thoughts, and I'm glad that she went ahead and had that done, and I hope it does a lot of good. But thanks for giving me the update there, Stephen. I do appreciate it. Going back to the RF check-ins, and Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Mr. DOS, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'm going to be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Let's move on up now to the Echo to Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX, that's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. But please also check in N4ZLK. That's Shane, and he is mobile, but his voice is not good tonight, so he wanted me to check him in.
Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Patrick brings along Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. He's out there on the mobile with a little bit of laryngitis or something. Something not right with his voice. Patrick brought along Shane tonight. Do appreciate you doing that for us tonight, Patrick. If you talk to Shane again, tell him we said I hope he gets to feeling better. And hope you and Miss Elise have a great evening was left of it. And then I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And Harry, I was about to send out a search party for you. I hadn't heard you in a while. But glad to hear you back on the air and hope you are doing well.
Last Saturday I was in Punta Gorda, but not in a time when I could use Echo Link. KC4EZN.
Oh, you've gone down to the Sunshine State. Well, I'm glad that you got down there and had a good time, I guess, and glad you made it back home. And sorry we weren't able to get on Echo Link, but that's okay. We understand. But we did miss you there, young man. Just wanted to let you know about that. But glad you had a safe trip and glad you're back home there, Harry. Let's move up to a very patient group on a Wednesday night, the Indians Rue Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS?
Miss. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since 53 is for each one of you.
DOS? Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo,
Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy, and good evening to all on the net. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you for calling the net, sir, Gary. WYOE, no traffic, no comments.
What? Chucky 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. Matthew, Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. I hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew up there in Northern Pickens County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Dear Gary, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, well, Mark Donna in and out, and I'll be here for a little bit. I hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3.
I-4-DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we'd like to say good evening to KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. We'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. A little unusual. Don't have anybody in the all call. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Tango Zulu. That's KY4TZ. My name is Jack, coming from Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative. 73's all on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4FHJ, Master Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And KY4TZ, that's Mr. Jack. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville there, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. I'll try to stick around a few minutes.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. Please tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Everyone on the net,
Give you one more for the logs tonight so far, sir. Sounds like you got a good net going. Appreciate you getting us together on Wednesday night as usual. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simsville tonight, Gary. No comments, no traffic. Just wish you and Miss Joy a wonderful evening. And 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Your DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. TLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker. It's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The month is for sale. Fella has some copper J-pole antennas. He would like $50 each for these J-poles. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta 4080-160 meter wire antenna. It's brand new. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, or a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for some 2-meter stuff with a little boot. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for a 2-meter mobile transceiver. Just a little something he wants to put out in his workshop. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the swap net book. We'll make another call for other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, and then we'll start some rag chew. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS. On the rag chew list tonight, got a little damp, slippery stuff over here in the big metropolis of Easley. It rained here at my house just a little bit ago. So, first up is Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, over here in Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to there, young man?
QS in the net, KC4SKD. Well, I came home right before the rain got here, and as I was driving home, I mean, it with a thunder, with a lightning, it looked like it was really going to be bad. But it, as it turns out, it wasn't that bad after all. But so I stopped and got us some food, came home, and we just sort of chilled out this evening. Had a right busy day at work, and I just didn't want to do much this evening, so we just sat around and relaxed.
And, Joy and I were sitting in there, and we ate supper a little late, and she said, it looked at me, she said, is that thunder? I said, it sounds like it, but it's not supposed to rain, I didn't think. And she got her little Kindle thing and pulled up the weather channel, and she said, yep, that's thunder. And there was a big old thunderstorm coming this way, but it didn't last long, which was a good thing. I'm glad you made it home before it hit, and there again, you know, we didn't get as much as I thought we might, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Can always use a little water, as long as it comes in moderation. We don't need to get drowned with it for days on end. But sometimes that happens. Glad that you and Rhonda were home safe and sound and dry and got you something to eat. And now you're sitting around just making things comfortable there for a while.
Absolutely. Boy, the traffic was a nightmare coming home, too. It's just so many cars on the road now. I told my mother, I said, listen, if you have run errands in places, I said, you might want to not go out first thing in the morning or, you know, 5 o'clock rush hour traffic either. And she agrees wholeheartedly with that. And anyway, got a part that's come in for the truck. I found out what was causing the check engine light on it, and it's the airflow meter, airflow sensor. I don't remember if I told you or not, but it's not reading right. And before I cleaned it, it looked like it had dust all over it. And I cleaned it, got a little better, but if you compare it to a new one, it's got two little wires in it that look like light bulb filaments. And mine looks a little rusty as compared to a brand new one. So it's coming tomorrow. I got to go get it and put it on.
We neglect a lot of these things, you know, like the mass airflow sensor. Don't clean them as often as we should sometimes, and let our air filters get a little dirty. And, you know how that goes. One thing leads to another. But I'm glad you got your check engine light fixed, or that's going to fix it. I think you said you cleaned that mass air sensor up, and when you put it all back together, the light went out by itself. That's always a good indication of what it might have been. But you're absolutely correct. I've seen those little filaments in there, and most of them look bright and shiny, but after they get a little age on them, they start getting a little tarnished and a little oxidation and who knows what else on them.
But anyway, I plan to go get the part in the morning and get that done, and then gonna go help my dad out with something. And on other news, the clock, the old clock is running really good. It was losing time, and I took the pendulum off of it and figured out how to adjust it. So I sped it up, and then it was still off just a little bit. And I told Rhonda, I said, it might take me 2 or 3 days to get this thing adjusted just right. But so far, so good with it. It's got a little screw on the bottom, not really a screw, but just a little sleeve, sort of you turn and you move the pendulum up and down, and that speeds it up, slows it down. But it's going to take me a few days to get it just right.
It's working the way it's supposed to, or a little closer to it. It's working the way it's supposed to, it's just not quite keeping the exact time the way you want it to. Just need some fine tuning on that. But I did not, I don't know that much about clocks and especially pendulum clocks and that sort of thing. I did not know. I've seen, my best friend in high school, he still lives here in Greenville, over in Greenville. We prowled around when we went to high school, but his dad built grandfather clocks and he did it from scratch. You know, he built it from the ground up. And I saw him adjusting the chains and stuff and the weights and stuff on that grandfather clock, but I didn't know how you would adjust them on a little small pendulum-type mantle clock, the way that one is. That one is mantle, right?
Like the traditional mantle clock, but yeah, I guess it's just small enough to go on a mantle. Somebody told me once upon a time that the reason they called them mantle clocks was because you put them on the mantle and it was the most stable part of the house because it was built out of rock. And you put them there because, you know, you walk through the house and it's not going to shake and move them around as much or any.
Well, that's the reason that they called them mantle clocks, Larry, but it makes perfect sense.
Here in our mantle's got a wood top on it, but it's still anchored to the brick there. But that's what I heard. I could be wrong about that, but it stands up about 10 or 12 inches, and it's running really good so far, but it's got an alarm feature in it too, which the guy at the clock shop said he has never seen that. But I don't know if we'll ever use the alarm part of it.
But for about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just to see if it works. And then when it wakes Rhonda up, you can tell us, well, honey, I didn't know if it worked or not. I just thought I'd try it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now. But it's got three places you wind it. You wind the chime, the hourly chime, and you wind the mover, the clock movement, and then the alarm itself, you have to wind it as well. So if you don't wind it, of course, it's not going to work. But anyway, I remember now it's coming back to me. You said you wanted to see this thing once we got it running. Let me get it adjusted and see if you want to come over one day and take a look at it.
Do that. I like old clocks and stuff like that. Don't have any here. The mechanisms and the way they work, you know, with the pendulums and all the Larry knows more about them than I do. You know, the main springs and you wind this up, wind that up, and that's what keeps it running. Is it stores energy up in that spring and then it continues to run until it unwinds that spring and don't have any energy left in it when it's completely slack. But I'd love to see it, Larry. I really would.
Maybe here in the next few days or something, if you're out and about. Saturday or Sunday, just call me. You got my cell phone number first. But yeah, you can come by, take a look at it. And anyhow, we got another clock around in the living room, but it's what they call a mantle, traditional type mantle clock, but this got the modern day quartz movement with a battery in it. But we took the battery out of it because we hardly go look at it. Anyway, got a good net going, Gary. Let you get back to it. Maybe get some more check-ins. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and yeah, we'd like to have you all over sometime. KI4 DOS and the net, KC4SKD.
What I can do, I started my new deck on the house. I've got the footings poured and that sort of stuff, and I've got to, I let it cure all day today and for most of the day yesterday. So I'll probably start on that thing tomorrow morning if it's not too terribly cold out, and see if I can get some boards nailed up, or I won't nail them, I'll screw them up, but see if I can get part of that thing going so I can get it finished up. My son's supposed to come over tomorrow afternoon and help me a little bit, so we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But that being said, I'll see if I can give you a call sometime, maybe Saturday, and ride over Saturday afternoon or something. But I'll call you before I head that way. You just make sure you're home. But do appreciate it. Please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and y'all take it easy and have a great evening, what's left of it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. would like to say good evening, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, the other Larry didn't miss it up too bad. What have you and Miss Donna been up to?
KI4DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, yeah, I always think it's a little humorous to talk about the stump and how it's wet or it's not in too bad a shape, or, you know, and some net control operators will carry that whole thing. I kind of like it myself. So, in one breath, you can get out, quite a bit about the day that you have experienced, the day that we're experiencing at the moment, such as the not too wet, not too chilly day that we've had today. I think there's cold weather coming, colder than we've had lately. But it can stay as far away as it wants to. I got no strong desire to get the full measure of winter weather. I've got a little frog in my throat that I've had for a couple of weeks now, I guess. I don't want it to get any worse with cold weather exposure. Now I'm not a doctor, but I had a mama who was. she was a mama doctor, you know, and she spouted her notion about what was ailing me, and I dutifully took it, the full measure of it, whenever she prescribed something, if you know what I mean. I enjoyed the little reflection back to the last time we all talked about clocks. That is a special love of mine, and I think it's because it was a special love of my dad's. He had them all, although probably had as many as 18 of them, I think, at one point. I think I was about 18 years old, and he said, "You know, Larry, I've got a clock for every year you've been alive." And what he was talking about was those mantle clocks, you know. And if you want to see someone, you know, really tear one down, just go on to YouTube sometime and put in mantle clock as a search. And you'll get a few people doing this sort of thing. They're all amateurs. Some of them started last week, and some have been doing them for years. If you find it as enjoyable, or maybe not for the same reasons, but I think it's calming to watch somebody else work. What do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, it's hard for me to. Well, it's not hard for me to watch them, like on YouTube or something of that nature. But for me just to sit back and watch somebody else do something while I could be doing something, it just kind of drives me nuts. I've always been one to get out there and get hands-on, get dirty, and that sort of thing. So I guess in that respect, I don't like watching other people work. And I'll get in there and work right beside them, but I feel like I'm being lazy or something. I'm not a good supervisor.
Take your point. Yes, just watching somebody, I find it easy to focus on their effort. Now, one of these fellows that after last week's conversation, I went to YouTube and I did this. I hadn't done it for a while, so, you know, why not? And one fellow, he had only been doing this maybe a couple of years. Now, what'll happen with folks is that you do something for a while, and if you catch on to it a little bit, you'll start picking up the proper tools. and because it's just easier to work with the proper tools. And one thing that this fella does, which I think is fine for his videos, is that he uses some sort of magnification on the camera that he uses, and he can get right in there, I mean right in there, and show you why it's necessary to do a particular thing, because the pinion that goes through both front and back plates, the pinion is wobbling, and so then your gear train is going to wobble, and you know that can't be good. So he gets in there right up to, I mean, it's you don't have to imagine what it looks like. You can see what it looks like when it's in motion. And so he just points out why you're going to do the next step, you know. And that's why it's sort of a puzzle in a way that someone's solving right in front of you. And it's just a, I take teaching very well. I'm sure your dad or whomever led you through the first little introduction that you had to the various tools that you might use on, oh, just anything, a car. I guess that gets to be long. I'll just try it this way. Once upon a time, I tried to help my mama by taking her sewing machine apart. It was a Singer, you know, and it's, I don't have all the words necessary to describe a Singer sewing machine if people are not sure of what I'm talking about. But it's a very mechanical thing. It does not plug in anywhere. It has a what's called a treadle to give it power. It's human powered, you might say. And my mama was having a little trouble with, you know, it's kind of binding up. And that could have been, you know, later I figured out that that could be anywhere that it's doing that. But I thought it was probably because it needed some oil. And I had that thing in pieces. My mama didn't like it. No, she says, wait until Daddy gets home. You know how they do. Mothers, you know. So when Dad got home, he says, you know, we're going to have to have a conversation about this, but one thing I want you to know is that we're going to take this opportunity to put this back together after cleaning it proper and oiling it proper. Well, I appreciated that. KK4, JBQ.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know that my mother had one of those pedal machines. My grandmother had one, and both my grandmothers had them. But I told my mother, I said, Mom, let me run the pedals, you know, while you're sewing. And she said, no, it don't work that way. She said, because when I want to stop, I know I can stop it with my foot, and I don't get, you know, don't run the needle across my fingers and all of this. And I said, okay. So she would never let me help her do the sewing. But I can just see you taking that thing apart and have parts scattered everywhere. And your dad saying, okay, we're going to put it back together. And I'm going to help you a little bit, but you're going to do all the work. My dad had a flathead 6 Plymouth car, and I broke a spark plug off in it. I was going to tune it up. And Dad said, well, see, you're so smart. You broke the spark plug off. Now you go out and figure out how to get it out. And he did not help me. But I did get it out. I figured it out eventually. But I understand what you're talking about, our dads teaching us how to use tools. Hang on just a minute, Larry. I got an EchoLink station up. Let me see if I can get this EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. don't have audio capabilities on your Echo Link, shoot me a text message via Echo Link. I'd love to get you in my log tonight. I won't read your call out because you hadn't let me know to check you in. But I'll say your name so you'll know who I'm talking to. I'll give you one more opportunity to check in. Go ahead. I guess I missed him. He's still up there, but he hadn't checked in with me. Maybe he'll shoot me a text message in a few minutes. But we were talking about those Singer sewing machines and clocks and that sort of thing. And anything like that that's mechanical, that just amazes me. You know, these people nowadays, they talk about the robotics and all that, and they're using servo motors and all this, that, and the other. Which to me makes it a lot easier than the automatons that I don't know if you have had much dealings with those when we were little, but you know, they were pretty well being replaced back then even, but I do remember some of them, and it was amazing how they could get gears and shafts and things in there to make these things work. A writing tablet or something of that nature. And, oh gosh, it mesmerized me.
Good word for it, Gary, mesmerizing. And you completely lose yourself in that kind of thought. And that's therapeutic. I wouldn't understand it as such until much later in life. But you just have to calm down. You just have to go slow. You just have to take care. You know, and this becomes like rule number one taking it apart so you can put it back together again. There was a saying that I heard somebody said, and then I understood it was from a very famous book that somebody wrote. Anyway, in the beginning, have the end in mind. Now, you think that through. That's very short, but in the beginning of anything, have the end in mind. So you have to slow down. And I was, my mind ran away. It ran away from me. I just, you know, couldn't put a throttle on it. Except this did. This caused me to slow down and be methodical as much as I had ability to do that. And then that became easier and easier over time. Very good for me. It gave me a livelihood later in life. I did work in a watch and clock shop. I did work in a jewelry shop and set precious stones and precious metals. and all of that takes, you know, a good touch with your digits, but also a calm, I suppose, is the best way to put it. You can't be in a rush. You can't get too aggravated. It helps if you've done something like that before, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, it fed me for a lot of years. KK4JBQ.
No ass in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over in Greer. That let the man on the mountain have his say. But I've never been one to work in a jewelry shop or a jewelry store or a watch and clock type place. But I've done a lot of other things, Larry. Oh, my goodness. But if we all did the same thing, boy, it'd be a dull place around here. We've got so many different things that we have done in the past, and it gives us other things we can talk about and that sort of thing. And maybe even help somebody out in the process.
It's real true. Now, one thing that this hobby, more than others I have picked up and put down. The best thing that I've found this hobby can do, if you take advantage of it, now you can just ignore this part as long as you want to. You won't get the blessings. So I have found from time to time that if you accept an invitation to come visit, and people will do that, you know, just offhand, you might say. You might catch a tone that they don't really mean what they're saying, but take them up on it. You know, might scare them at first, I don't know. But I have done that a few times. And